Hello, it's Mike. It's McCaughan here in Audio Boo. Back home again from our wee break down the Clyde side at the Wemyss Bay. Rossie and the Larks. It's been a bit of a stinker of a day, to be honest. In fact, it was damn well dreich this morning. It really was. So, but it's brightening up. I've taken a walk up the town and I'm heading back home now through the park, as you probably guess. The sun is actually beaming down. Picked the temperatures up, the skies are pretty much cleared. Still some big white clouds, but compared to this morning, hey, it's the Sahara. So it's just nice to be back. All I wanted to say was it's good to go away, but it's nice to come back. And a few things to say about a few things. One of which was to be the first topic I was going to talk about. And I have completely forgotten already what I was going to say. Dear God, my mind. But anyway, one of the things I wanted to talk about was what I've been listening to since this morning. Catching up on my listening to Octavers, October 2014. And, you know, October 2013 was brilliant, absolutely great. I won't take anything away from that. But what I've heard already in 2014 and the people that are contributing to it, again, is brilliant. Just there's so much wonderful stuff, diverse, completely diverse, some completely nutty, but isn't that what it's all about? It's just, oh my goodness me. So, coming back from where I was and not having the opportunity to listen to those Octavers, not just Octavers, but the normal audio booze, but probably during this month there won't be an awful lot of normal, whatever normal is, by the way, normal audio booze. The October month tends to take over because, well, to be honest, if we want to get a bit involved, we tend to have to spend a wee bit of time maybe researching or making our mind up decisions on what we're going to play, how we're going to get round about the topic title, etc., etc. But as I said previously, and I'm trying to follow my timeline, so you may see me tweeting maybe three in a row from a certain person, only because that's the way it's come up on my timeline, and that's the only way that I can guarantee that I'm not jumping about all over the place trying to catch up on everybody's octavers. So I'm trying to follow my timeline. So, but it's been great, the stuff that I've heard so far, just wonderful stuff, and I'm looking forward to getting my teeth back into octava. It's going to be a bit of a jumping about for myself because, as I said, I've just lost the weekend away there, and we're off on Friday again. Yeah, I know, we're off on Friday again for another long weekend, so that'll be another 3, possibly 4 days lost, unless I can manage to catch up and get ahead. I didn't really do that before I went away, which I promised myself. But it's just great to come back and listen to Octavers. And, you know, we've only just started and we've got the rest of the month to catch up and listen to some wonderful stuff, I'm sure. But anyway, missing a couple of voices on Octaver, of course, apart from a few others that maybe don't take part. I think Soul Cruiser, Clay has joined in this year. I don't think Clay did 2013 or 2012, I'm not sure, but he's putting some stuff up and I do like that guy's voice, you know. But a couple of voices missing, main voices for me anyway, that took part in October, that is. Of course, there's always voices that are missing. And that is Sarah, who is at Sarah. I've been in contact with Sarah and I know what she's about, but I miss her. I really miss her voice and I really miss her contributions to Octava. Unless she's actually put some up, and I haven't got to that yet, but and I do wish you would, Sarah, if you would, please. But that's an important person in not just my Octava, but in my audio life. So I'm missing Sarah. And I'm also missing Paul Amani, who we all know that Paul's having troubles again. And he's missing completely from the audio booth scene. But this time, considering that way back when it was kicked off, you know, Paul was you know, really the main instigator, although he denies it vehemently, that he was off Octava in an indirect way. But he, you know, I always consider that Paul was the one that sowed the seed, as it were. So he's missed as well. And I don't want to offend anybody else by not mentioning them. So, yeah. Once I get through my timeline a bit, I'll suddenly realise that there are other people missing. And I will mention you if you're not taking part this year, that you did take part last year. But anyway, we're up there. Hi there. It's turned out nice now, eh?
Lovely.
It is. So that's a bit of a hole in Octava. But... It's just great to hear what people are doing, and as I said, it's not just a straightforward thing of saying, well, here's my answer to the topic, and it's so simple. I'll only mention 30 seconds of audio, my own voice, and then I'll play the tracks. That'll be done, because we always get drawn in, and it can take up quite a bit of your time. I'm trying to refine my own audio octavas this year, so I don't spend far too much time on over-editing or over-playing the mode. But anyway, one other thing that comes to my mind, and I was just, before I listened to MC Mark Fontaine, Mark Cotton, the wonderful audio wrangler Mark Cotton, so he says anyway, I'd listened to Graham at the Black 73 Cap. And weird that Graham played a track on the street where you live, and he played it. The version he played was by Nat King Cole, and Graham wasn't to know, of course, that is a very important song in my life, because it was one of my father's favourite songs, and when I heard what he was going to play, my God, the old chest tightened up again, you know, and the hackles in the back of the neck. So, Graham, I sent you a comment, and I said I would explain in audio. Well, this is the explanation, because I miss my dad so much, and he was a good singer, and so was my mum. In fact, so was my two sisters, but not me. I didn't get the vocal cords. I don't know what I got, actually. but anyway, yes, Graham, that was a massive song with my dad. And I always, whenever I hear it, my dad just jumps up right in front of me. And I can see him, even just now as I'm talking about it, his expression on his face, his arms moving as he sang that song. The unique way of swinging his jaw at certain points in songs, and I can just picture him doing that just now. So you weren't to know it, Graham, but that was fantastic. And I may actually, if people will not be offended if I suddenly throw up an extra track one day during Octava with the Vic Damone version of that, which was my dad's favourite and is my favourite version, apart from my dad's, of course. And it's strange how coincidence has worked roundabout, because I just spoke about Sarah. That is also a favourite of Sarah's, because her dad also sang that. Isn't that a small world when you think about things? But anyway. And another spooky but weird little thing was that Mark Cotton at MC Fontaine picked a track that to reflect on his childhood. I think it was childhood or youth, I can't remember. But... I picked a track, and he picked a track, two different tracks entirely, but with the subject material of rain. Spooky stuff. But anyway, it's good to be back, and it's good to get a chance to listen to all this wonderful stuff. And no doubt, with the stories that will come with the audio as we go along through the following month. And I'm pretty sure what I've listened to just now, up till now, on October 2014, it's only a taster, and by the end of the month we're just going to be raving about the whole month again. It's just marvellous. It's just marvellous stuff, and I have to, not that I'm anybody important, but I have to thank everyone who does take part. And of course I have to thank Rocky at Rackle G for taking on the mantle of the topics, etc, etc, for this year. You think that the ladies were doing a better job than us guys? It was Sassy Cat last year and Rocky this year. Yeah, maybe we'll just let the women do it because they can multitask and us guys can just go on with the boring stuff of recording a wee bit of audio here and there. Anyway, I'm really delighted to be back and get a listen. I've got today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I've got another 3 days of catching up listening. It's just going to be one continuous stream in my ears. I don't think there'll be much chance this week at all of listening to any music on my iPhone other than that that's coming through October 2014. I've already said that before. I guess I've probably said it quite a few times. But I'm just so excited. You know, I'm like a wee boy again, just as the topics are for the past couple of days. Yeah, reborn again. Anyway, thanks for listening, and thanks everyone for just being there for as friends in the general sense of audio boo, but in particular for the music, because I can't wait, I literally cannot wait to hear tracks that I've never heard before and the reasons behind them. Brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. Okay. Cheered by the new.